In 2013, Dennis Hank and others at the Chippewa County Historical Society, CCHS, built a model train layout inside their small building. It started off as a Christmas scene. We had a basic three-table setup. We set up some basic trains and some store-bought buildings. We had a lot of people showing up to see it, Hank said. Then it continued to grow. And grow. Each year it progressed a little nicer, a little more complicated. Now we have more people showing up because it is more locally historically correct, Hank said. The young ones come for the trains. The older folks come for the trains and to learn more about the historical part of the layout. The CCHS opens their doors several times a year to showcase the train setup, as well as the museum. Several trains move at one time, working their way through historical sites, displays, and buildings. Great attention to detail is given to each piece. Pictures are taken and memories are made. Morgan Jorgensen brought her 3.5-year-old daughter, Lakin, to the CCHS for the first time. We like to go out and do things, and she likes trains. She is having fun. She thinks it's pretty cool. She is having a hard time not touching everything, Jorgensen said. That is the best part of it. I love seeing the kids' eyes light up and even the parents and grandparents, too. They all seem to love it. It's really fun for us to come down and operate it for them, Hank explained. Even though visiting the CCHS is free, donations are accepted to help keep the train display going and growing. We want to keep adding new things to the layout. It costs money to do so. Paul Dusing does a wonderful job making these buildings look so historically correct, inside and out, Hank added. Click here for information about the CCHS.